Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Contender, pretender, spotlight whoever you want. Pistons are first place in the East. Red Wings are first place in the Atlantic Division. And MSU's undefeated. You want to throw the Lions in? Contender, pretender. We'll take those phone calls and those texts. 248-539-9797. Start with Chris, St. Clair Shores. Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. A couple points. First of all, you know, Michigan State looks great so far. And Izzo's got, you know, a heck of a team together. And if you can get some outside shooting in addition to the defense and rebounding, you know, they're going to be players this year. And as far as the Lions are concerned, I think Campbell needs to look at his mentor, Bill Parcells, and that is, in certain situations moving forward, what would Bill do on fourth down? You know, would he punt? Would he go for the field goal and not just be so overly aggressive, given how well the defense has played so far this year?
Well, and that's why I asked him yesterday, are you going to, you know, tweak your aggressive philosophy? And, you know, he said, yeah, you got to coach to what your team does well. Then I asked him, what does your team do well? And he mentioned defense was kind of the key to that. And if that is what you do best, I think he is going to have to adjust midfield and play a little bit more field position. Put your defense back out there and give your offense another set of downs and try not to lose too much.
Absolutely. You know, and ask himself, what would Bill do in this situation? Because, hey, let's face it, the guy won championships, one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Let's get to, what was that, dismissive, yeah. You didn't like his what would Bill do?
Well, the game is so much different now than it was when Bill Parcells was coaching. Yes, there are still philosophies that will, you know, stand the test of time.
But you got to modernize.
Yes.
And Dan's done that with a lot of the fourth downs. It's just finding the right mix and balance now as the team shifts from being the offensive juggernaut to a team that is stronger on defense. Mm-hmm. What would Vince Lombardi do? Student body left, student body right. Let's get to Chris in Garden City.
You know, guys, this Piston team, they're fun to watch. Remember a couple of years ago, you couldn't turn that trife on. It was garbage, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's these superstars, too, that we actually like in Detroit. You know, that we pick these guys apart on all the teams, and we're like, hey, we don't like him because of this and that. Cade's a superstar we can get behind. The guy sat there. He didn't whine. He worked harder. You got a guy like Duren. We liked him the whole time. Now you're seeing the fruits of his labor. This guy's a flat-out star. Last night, it was kind of cool. He missed a basket. Cade kind of looked at him like, you missed that? But it was, like, funny because Duren really doesn't miss that much. So, and shout-out to, they're probably listening, J.B. Bickerstaff, trading lane. Those guys have done a tremendous job. But let's talk about this bench here for a second. Javonte Green, where was this addition? This guy's just a smart basketball player.
Yep.
And the difference between the Lions and the Pistons know how to win. Now, remember, Cade had issues closing a couple years ago. We were in the mix. Now he's kind of learned it. What a decision last night, take him out. He was definitely winded. They took him out, and they went up by more points because Dennis is just playing tremendous. He's got to stay with the team. And think about this, too. I want to ask you guys this. Malik Beasley sitting in the wind. I know you really don't need him, quote-unquote, but, you know, he is a shooter, and that could be another addition down the stretch that, you know, could help out with some shooting. So, but, yeah, Dan Campbell and the Lions, they just got to learn how to win again. I think that losing the offensive coordinator, Johnson, I think he knows how to win. Obviously, the Bears are already winning.
Let's be very careful. I think I know in the standings they're ahead of the Lions. Let's be careful with that last one there.
I'm pretty sure this team still knows
still
how to win.
Winning the games though, he's still winning the games though. I know he's played nobody. I'm just saying like that's the key to winning the games. The Lions have lost games that they should have won. He's won. You know, it's a
okay. There's one game difference, and when they played head to head, this team put a smackdown on him.
But John, the Lions should have won the last game, okay?
They should have won in Philly? They were underdogs.
All right, but I'm not going to sit there and say they don't need to learn to win again. They may have to tweak
how to
win.
Yes.
But this is a team that knows how to win.
Yeah, they've won back-to-back division titles. The nucleus is still there. I like a lot of what this phone call has been about. I don't think that's a fair criticism of the Lions, that they need to learn how to win.
Right.
They need change how the formula works for them to win.
You guys are both football savants. Seriously, I'm not just joking. But the thing is, you can't go for it on fourth down every time.
Chris, that's what we're saying. I want to go back to the Pistons real quick, and then we got to keep the show rolling here. Do you think Duren is becoming the Robin this team needs?
Yeah. He could be the Batman on some teams. He's getting that good.
Well, think about this.
He's getting that good.
Last night was his 22nd birthday, and after the game, Cade was shouting him out. They have built a chemistry with those two. That's why I asked, could he be the Robin? The perfect alley-oop partner, the centerpiece of your paint defense. He's starting to shoot a little bit from the mid-range now, and he's only 22 years old. It was his birthday last night.
Well, he looks like he should have got a contract this summer. I know there was doubt in terms of him getting that, and they might pay the price for that now.
Yeah, but it's a certainty tax. Now you're certain about it, when they go to make that decision. Brent in West Bloomfield, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
My biggest take is the difference of fourth quarter play from last year to this year. Cade is really, at the end of the games, taking it upon himself to finish and close out games, which I don't think he had at the beginning of last year. We started to see him get more towards the end of last year. But he really has put the team on his back in the fourth quarter and figured out how to close out wins. My question to you guys is, we're doing all this without Ivy. Do you think the Pistons run with what they got right now and have a chance to win a title? Or do you think they see what they have and they have a couple of pieces that are not being used and they make a big splash or a big trade to bring in another veteran like a Devin Booker or somebody and package Ivy with some other players and some picks to really take it to the next step or run with what we got?
There's a lot of time between now and the trade deadline. And I do want to see Ivy and how JB is going to use him and how everything works together, flows together, before I make any proclamations about what they're going to do at the trade deadline.
Yeah. And I think it's tough to decide, like, is this team going to win a title at this point? Right. I want to see what Ivy looks like, not only in the regular season, but to be honest, postseason too. And there's the case to be prudent about it. And OKC's that case, where you figure it out. And if you hit on your guys, you don't need to make that trade.
Right.
And I know they made the trade for SGA, but I'm using SGA as arcade. You've got your guy. They
developed
in your room.
So young.
Yeah, you develop that guy into a superstar in your room, and then everybody else is homegrown talent. Like, if they go to the playoffs and they find that they are short, then you start exploring trades.
Sure. And so, we've talked about Michigan State basketball. We're talking about the Lions, the Pistons, the Wings. I think we all agree that it's fun, and we hope that they continue to stack some wins together and bank some of those right now. We have no idea what they're going to be come March. The one team that we haven't really mentioned, and it's not going to be a highlight of the conversation, but your thoughts on Michigan basketball. contender or pretender?
Yeah, I'm gonna put a hand in the air and say I haven't watched them enough this year. I mean, they've played three games, right?
Yeah, and
I know there's a lot of talent from the portal, and I think Dusty May showed he's a good coach. I don't know how to. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't know how to answer that right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Right. And so I think it really comes down to, for them, the history and the resume of Dusty May.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a guy that will be good enough, or maybe, you know, can they contend for a Big Ten title? It's too early to say, can they keep up with what we saw from Michigan State last night? I mean, early returns would say no, but it's, you're talking about 3 and 4 games.
You know who else we haven't mentioned? MSU football.
All right. I did not bring that up. I didn't see it coming. If you got anyone wants to hate on the show, 248-539-9797, Jim Costa.
John, I'm going to go out and I'll start that one. I think they're a pretender. What, we hit all the major food groups, they're the only one left on the plate.
You're such a troll.
248-539-9797. Quickly, some of the text messages.
That's on Rieger level.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it. I feel a little dirty. Right now, the Pistons are Okay, you know what's bad when he brings in a sheet and there's only one text on the sheet?
You went full Ron Burgundy on that. You're just going to read it out loud before you even proofread it.
It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, I'm going to get out trolled. Whatever you just thought of what I did, how about this? Right now, the Pistons are a pretender. We need a star wing player. We need to trade for a scoring wing and get Ben Simmons to be our point guard. Hold on. Trade Cade for a scoring wing and get Ben Simmons to be our point guard, signed Jamar and Westland.
Tom,
you didn't have to bring that one in here.
Been a while.
That one's just dumb.
When do we put that to bed? We just ban him?
I don't know. Screen him? I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to do back there?
I'm asking you guys.
I think a well-placed every once in a while is still fine. The Pistons are real because the roster's real. Cade is a clear-cut superstar. Durin is legit. Cade and Durin is Shaq and Kobe. We're feeling ourselves today. How about this one?
Wait, we're what?
What?
What'd you just say?
I said we're feeling ourselves today.
Okay.
MSU is a contender. All Detroit teams are pretenders.
It's squeezable gravy.
See if we can get to that in Heather's news. MSU's the contender. All Detroit pro teams are pretenders. The same old Detroit story. Start out well, give us hope, then blow it in the second half and lose to real playoff teams. Can we say Durin's an all-star this year? Lock him in, extend him, thoughts. And that previous caller at the end of the hour is still hoping the Tigers will make a trade deadline move as well. Huh. Yeah, Durin's making a case for an all-star without digging too deep into it in November. Yeah. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.